This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda vows to develop Shahid Gangalal Heart Centre as an educational institution. 78th World Leprosy Day being marked today by organising various programmes. And at least 41 dead as passenger coach falls into ravine in Pakistan. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that Shahid Gangalal Heart Centre will be developed as an educational institution. Addressing the 27th anniversary ceremony of Shahid Gangalal National Heart Centre in Baswari, Kathmandu, Prime Minister Prachanda said that the government is committed to developing the centre as an educational institution, stating that the Gangalal Heart Centre is the centre of hope and trust of the Nepali people in the treatment of heart disease. Prime Minister Prachanda said that the name itself justifies the significance of the centre. Prime Minister Prachanda added that laws are yet to be made for the purpose of implementing fundamental rights and informed that the government is in the process of submitting new laws as envisioned by the Constitution to the Parliament as soon as possible. The 78th World Leprosy Day is being marked today by organising different programmes under the theme of Act Now, End Leprosy. World Leprosy Day is observed on the last Sunday of January every year. Since 1954, this day is being observed all around the world in order to raise awareness about leprosy. Despite the fact that Nepal was declared leprosy-free in 2010, new cases continue to emerge mostly in the Tarai districts. According to the government figures, Nepal witnessed a total of 2,285 new patients of leprosy in the fiscal year 2079-80. Leprosy is not a disease that is passed down through the generations. However, doctors say that if someone is seen with the leprosy disease in the family or community, the chances of seeing it in others are high. As per the government data, there are a total of 910 cases of leprosy in Madhes province, which is around 40% of the total cases of the leprosy recorded in the country. Surprisingly, the Saptari district in Madhes province has no leprosy cases. Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, paid a courtesy call to Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, at his office in Singhadarbar today. The meeting between the duo focused on mutual relations between Nepal and China and the issue of projects initiated by China in Nepal. Ministry Secretary Keshav Kumar Sharma said on the occasion they exchanged congratulations and extended best wishes for their successful tenure in office. Offering his best wishes to the newly elected ambassador, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha expressed the hope that relations at the people's level between the two countries would be further strengthened. He also urged the Chinese side to resume the widening of the long-halted Kalanki-Chafahil section of the ring road soon by removing obstructions at the project site. Secretary Sharma said the talks also touched on the Chinese promises to move ahead with existing projects initiated with the support of the government of China, provide additional assistance and carry out a study of other new projects. The Public Procurement Monitoring Office, PPMO, has blacklisted 12 various companies. The PPMO stated in a notice that construction and supplier companies have been blacklisted from 1 year to 3 years on the recommendation of various bodies. The PPMO said the blacklisted companies are barred from participating in any procurement activities of the public bodies during the designated time period. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 41 people died when a bus plunged off a bridge in southwestern Pakistan and burst into flames. Hamza Anjum, a senior official of Lasbela district in Balochistan province, said the dead bodies are beyond recognition. Anjum said three survivors had been rescued and the bus was reportedly carrying 48 passengers when it hit a pillar on the bridge and careened off course. Ramshackle highways, lack safety measures and reckless driving contribute to Pakistan's dire road safety record. Pakistan buses Passenger buses are frequently crammed to capacity and seat belts are not commonly worn, meaning high death tolls from single vehicle accidents are common. According to World Health Organization estimates, more than 27,000 people were killed on Pakistan's road in 2018. The city of Memphis in the United States has disbanded a police unit that included five officers charged with the fatal beating of a black motorist, Tyre Nichols. Memphis Police Chief Sherlyn Davis said in a statement it was imperative that the police take proactive steps in the healing process and that it was in the best interest of all to permanently deactivate the Scorpion unit. Her announcement came a day after harrowing videos emerged of the police beating Nichols. He was hospitalized and died of his injuries 3 days later. Five black officers involved in the beating were charged on Thursday with murder, assault, kidnapping, and other charges. All have been dismissed from the department. Nichols's death is the latest high-profile instance of police using excessive force against black people and other minorities. Israel's Security Cabinet has approved measures to make it easier for Israelis to carry guns after two separate attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem over the past 2 days. The attacks took place after an Israeli army raid in the occupied West Bank killed 9 people. The new measures also include depriving an attacker's family members of residency and social security rights. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had promised a strong and swift response ahead of the Security Cabinet meeting. Tensions have been high since 9 Palestinians, both militants and civilians, were killed during an Israeli military raid in Jenin in occupied West Bank on Thursday. Since the start of January, 30 Palestinians, both militants and civilians, have been killed in the West Bank. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Karnali and Sudar Paschim province with chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the western high mountainous region of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Karnali and Sudar Paschim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Karnali and Sudar Paschim province with chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the Karnali and Sudar Paschim province tonight. At present, there is a general influence of westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 5.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 21.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda vows to develop Shahid Gangalal Heart Center as an educational institution. 78th World Leprosy Day being marked today by organizing various programs, and at least 41 dead as passenger coach falls into ravine in Pakistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.